Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini-episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care, to parenting, to relationships, to home, and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini-edit is about batch prepping in the kitchen. I love batch prepping for efficiency. I routinely do this with things like overnight oats and smoothies, where I'll make five of them at a time. And I have talked about weekend food prep before in an episode called Weekend Food Prep, but that episode spans a variety of one-off type dishes. What I want to talk about today is a process that I landed on when you find something you love and it becomes a regular part of your cooking or baking arsenal. Also, I get a lot of questions whenever I share on Instagram stories about my batch prepping, so I figured I was overdue in producing a mini edit on it. Batch prepping is the ultimate in micro victories, but I wanted to lay out the efficiencies. Seriously, the little things are the big things. So here's why I love it. First, you have your recipe book out and open to the page you want. You get it out once instead of, say, five different times. You refer once for measurements for multiple batches. So 1 teaspoon of cinnamon times 5, done. You already have your measuring spoons and cups out once and will wash them once instead of, say, 5 different times for 5 individual batches. Also, it's important to note you don't need to buy anything fancy for storage. I use recyclable takeaway containers like the pint and quart soup containers that come at the grocery store or that I swap with my mom. And I don't even wash mine between uses because I just prep my dry good batches. And then when I use them, I stick the empty containers back in the pantry for the next time I refill them. And of course, it makes preparation fast. Think of batch prepping like having your own cookie or cake box mixes. All the dry ingredients have been measured out, so all you need to do is dump and go. I also wanted to direct you to a couple of related episodes. I have a mini edit on gluten-free favorites, if that is up your alley, and also a mini edit on favorite baking tools. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. As you know, I value stories and the connection that the sharing of stories can bring so much. And if you're looking for a gift for Mother's Day, check out StoryWorth. StoryWorth is all about celebrating and preserving stories. Every week, StoryWorth emails a loved one of your choosing a question prompt that you pick. For example, how did you decide when to have children? And What was your mom like when you were a child? Your loved one simply responds to the email with a story of any length. You will receive copies of these emails, and after 1 year, Storyworth compiles the stories and any photos provided into a keepsake book. Funny enough, I was just chatting with a neighbor who told me that her mom gifted copies of her Storyworth album to immediate family members, and literally everyone was crying, in a good, loving way. I loved this example because while yes, Storyworth is a great gift between a parent and kid, in this case, it was a gift from sister to sister that then was shared across generations. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/edit. That's storyworth.com/edit to save $10 on your first purchase. I want to talk through some of my high rotation batch items. And the first one is Shalane Flanagan's superhero muffins. So batch prepping this particular recipe is very important to me because this recipe includes tree nuts and Violet has a tree nut allergy. So one thing I like about this is that I'll do one session where I do all of the prep all at once, wash everything, and then I don't have to do it again for a while. For these superhero muffins, for all the dry ingredients, I use 1-quart recycled containers. And the way it usually works out is that I make one batch for right now, and then I'll prep 4 batches for storage if my containers from the previous round of prepping are empty. I recently prepped an additional 2 batches to send along to Laurel because she's in a college suite with a kitchen, and this is one of her favorite recipes. It's also worth noting that I recently had an abundance of carrots from one of my CSA pickups, so I decided to also advance prep shredding the carrots, which I do in the Cuisinart. The recipe calls for 1 cup of carrots, so I put them in 1-cup takeaway containers, and I prepped 3 1-cup containers of carrots for the freezer, and I had made 1 batch live, so I got to wash my Cuisinart once instead of 4 times. Another recipe I have in my pantry in batch is cornbread, which is a recipe from Baking Illustrated. It occurs to me I actually haven't made this one a ton recently. I think I kind of forgot about it in rotation with other things. But the dry ingredients for this just store in pint containers, and this is a nice gluten-free staple. Another recipe I'll batch prep for is Sally's Baking Addiction Carrot Cake Cupcakes. These are not gluten-free, but my family loves them. So I started batching these because they have a few of those spices that are nice to have measured out in advance. Also, it's worth noting, I cut the frosting recipe in half and just call these breakfast muffins. Another great recipe that I prep in batch is Eating Well's Super Seed Snack Bars recipe. My sister Sharon passed this along to me. And I prep the 6 dry ingredients, which include salt, coconut, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, and hemp seeds in a pint container. And then that makes adding the 3 wet ingredients, which are honey, tahini, and vanilla, a breeze when you decide you want to make them. Also, I'll note that I'm going to link all of these recipes up in the show notes. And finally, I want to mention, I know I've talked all about baking items, but I also will batch spices. And it occurs to me that I should just make a full jar of Mark Bittman's baked sweet potato fries mix. It's just a few ingredients, but it's nice to have it all at the ready because it's so good. And then also, I am planning on trying soon the King Arthur Baking Company Samosa Knishes. And this is the kind of recipe that looks a little daunting due to the long ingredient list. But part of that is because the ingredient list includes 8 different spices. So if we love this recipe enough to anticipate making it regularly, I'm going to plan on advance batching a few small containers of the spice blend so that I can just dump them in when it's time to make them. I hope this was helpful. And if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.